Yeah, there. That's perfect, honey. Just when I'm getting used to these pillows, it's time to check out.
Yeah, well, there's two of them in the suitcase, and DJ managed to sneak one out of here under his coat yesterday. Ready for your lunch?
Yes, please. Oh, man, I hate this hospital food. It's horrible. Do you think I could get him to put me back on the IV?
Well, just hold your nose now. Here goes. Get ready for some steak.
Juicy and char-broiled, just the way I like it.
Paid for by the insurance, just the way I like it.
I feel so much better when you baby me.
Well, I'm going to be taking care of you the whole time, Dan. You have nothing to worry about.
Thanks, honey. Shrimp scampi, please.
It's shrimpy.
I think we should go over these doctor's instructions here. Recovering from a heart attack requires the patient's cooperation and self-discipline. You're dead.
Hey, no exercise for 2 weeks.
Well, that shouldn't be hard. You've gone a lot longer in 2 weeks. Look at number two, though.
No SEX for 4 weeks.
That'll be hard. Thank God I don't have to go by this list.
Oh, great. No sugar, no salt, no cholesterol.
You know, Dan, if more people ate like this, we'd still have the mamas and the papas.
Mr. Connor, all your tests look great.
Did you hear that, Dan? You're going to live.
I'm going to live.
Now all you got to do is get something to live for.
You can pack up and leave as soon as you're ready.
That's great. Thanks, Doc.
You take it easy.
Man, I can't wait to get back home again.
Well, you know, a lot of things have changed since you've been there. The rose gardens are in full bloom. We moved the Renoir to the east wing. And three of your polo ponies have gone to foal.
Ah, spring. So good to be home again.
Yeah, you spend that time in the hospital, then you look around and you think, we don't have nearly enough religious art.
Everything looks so different. Was the TV always there?
Yeah, you've probably just never seen it turned off before.
What's all this?
Tapes. While you were in the hospital, I taped all your favorite shows.
Man, I didn't realize I had that many favorite shows.
I got a whole other box upstairs.
Hey, Dad, you're home. Did you bring me anything?
Yeah, the gene for an early heart attack.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Did you do everything I told you while I was gone? Like barking at the mailman when he comes around?
Don't pick him up, Dan. He's 10 pounds over your lifting limit.
Hey, careful with the T-shirt. When he grows out of it, it's mine.
Well, I guess if we're all going to go on this diet, I ought to go in there and throw out all the stuff that's bad for us. Of course, it might be easier just to move.
I'm going in there with you.
Oh, now, Dan.
No, honey, I can't just lie here and watch you destroy the things I love.
Okay, first, I'm starting with the lard product. Look at that. That takes out the whole shell. Okay, now anything with little Debbie on it.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste to throw all this stuff out. Maybe we should give some of this stuff to people.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's see. This pork and beans. Well, you've got to know how to operate a can opener and a stove, so that lets Mark out. I'll give these to Darlene and David. And I'll give them marshmallows to Mark and Becky.
God, I feel like it's a reading of our will.
What the hell is this?
I have no idea.
I'll give it to Mom. Oh, we got to get rid of these eggs, Dan. Look at that. I do not want to come in here at midnight again and catch you making a 30-yolk sandwich.
Oh, do we have to get rid of those? My grandfather brought them over from the old country.
Ew, look at all the bugs that died trying to get in there. Hey, I forgot this was here. I can't believe there's so much.
What?
It's that box where we used to throw all those condiment packets.
Oh, man, yeah. Back when we used to try to economize and save stuff before we said to hell with it.
Look at this. There's ketchup, relish, soy sauce.
And all of it antique.
Oh, look at here. McDonald's mustard. How old do you think that is?
The golden arches have an orange hue. I'd say circa 1972.
Oh, and look. There's Mayor McCheese when he was still City Councilman McCheese. You know, I've heard that some people collect stamps.
Used ones? Oh.
You know, you're taking this pretty good, Dan.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey. It hasn't really been that hard.
Good. Because I'm going to go over there to the fridge.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to open it.
Honey?
Now, Dan, I want you to take a deep breath, clear your mind, and go to your special place of tremendous courage, because it's going. You might not want to watch this.
Oh, the humanity.
Think camping's the best way to spend your honeymoon? Well, how often do you get back to the hotel to visit Darlene?
Not for my victory lap.
Hey, you didn't miss him at all. He just came in with DJ from one of his walks. It's Darlene and David. I'll put him on speaker.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You're just in time to hear me eat my Olympic victory feast. Urinal cakes.
Here, talk to him like a human being.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, how's the food up there? Yeah, your mom and I went camping one time up in Wisconsin, up in Door County.
That's enough. It was collect.
Honey, I've been home for 2 weeks. I think I can handle talking to my children.
Yeah? Well, did DJ get you off the leash long enough to chase that frisbee?
That was great. God, it's been so long since I've taken a walk. Didn't there used to be a vacant lot on the corner of Vernon and Grove?
Yeah, it's still there. It's just underneath that bank they built there 7 years ago.
When did everybody start putting security gates around their house?
About the time DJ started to walk.
Amazing.
Why don't you go in there and lay down on the couch and I'll bring you in your lunch?
Honey, I can make my own lunch. Why don't you work on one of your TV commentaries? You haven't been on that show since this whole thing started.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, Dan, but you are more important than TV.
How sad that it took a heart attack to finally hear those words come out of your mouth.
Hey, DJ, good job in getting your dad to go on those walks. There's a little bit of green in it for you.
Jesus blows. Why do I have to be on this diet, too?
Because you want to get an early start. You don't want to end up like your dad.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Heart attacks are the number one cause of teenage death.
Hey, DJ, get in here.
Candy wrapper?
Yeah. What in the hell is it doing in your dad's pocket?
Is there any left? Hey, DJ. Well, I don't know how he got it.
This is unbelievable.
You're going to yell at him, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
Well, eating that stuff's way wrong. Don't you care?
Well, of course I care, DJ. But, geez, the guy just had a heart attack. It's not like I can go in there and yell at him.
Wish I had a heart attack.
Damn, I have been doubly betrayed. This is from my stash.
Here we are. We got two big boys all set, ready to go to the park. I got the drinks, I got the snacks, and Andy's going to feed the pigeons.
Why don't you just let him toss coins at the winos like all the other kids do?
Ha ha, Roseanne. Is something wrong with your car? I just drove past the corner. I saw Dan sitting at the bus bench reading the paper.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. He's supposed to be out on his walk.
Well, he wasn't just, you know, reading the paper. He was turning the pages like a demon. And that lifestyle section, you know how heavy that is on Wednesdays. Don't take this out on me, Roseanne. I didn't mean to see Dan.
No, don't worry about it, Jackie. You're not telling me anything that I didn't know. I know he's been cheating.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I found a candy bar wrapper in his pants when I was doing the laundry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then Crystal calls me. She says she saw him yesterday at the gas station heating up a burrito.
Man, nobody can do anything in this town without you finding out.
That's right. I hear you bought some rash cream. What gives?
Well, have you said something to him about it?
No, I didn't, because I just was hoping it would stop with a candy bar, you know? What was I thinking? Dan's the kind of guy that'll stand there eating a couple frozen Eggos while he's waiting for the other ones to pop up.
Well, this is not, you know, just a little slip, Roseanne. You've got to stop him.
I know I do, but the whole heart attack thing's just so weird. I just don't even know what to say to him. I don't even know how to yell at him or anything anymore.
Dan, I got to start stretching out before these walks. Mile and a half's a lot longer than it was when I was a kid.
Mile and a half, huh? Boy, you must be exhausted.
Yeah, Dan, and yet you don't even seem to be sweating. Yeah, park time.
Boy, you know, you're not really sweating that much. That new speed stick's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just dry, 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 dry.
And I'll tell you, it's good stuff. Ought to write him a letter.
You know, Dan, it's really important that you stick to the doctor's orders.
What are you saying, Roseanne? I know it's important.
I'm just
saying. No, look, do you think this is easy? It's not. Now, I'm hot and tired from my walk, and I'm going to go take a shower, if you don't mind.
Fine. I'll finish making your angel hair pasta in a light tomato sauce. You're not the only one around here that can tell lies. So, how was your shower?
It was a shower.
What?
This yellow spongy stuff. I mean, do I eat it or did I eat it?
It's squash. Dan, you really ought to be used to eating all these healthy foods since you haven't been eating anything else for the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, well.
Well, you're not going to do it, are you?
What?
Well, I was trying to give you a chance to come clean here. But since you seem to be into lying to me, I'll just tell you that I know about all the junk food that you've been sneaking.
What do you mean?
Well, I found a candy bar wrapper in your pants when I was doing the laundry, and it's still at the lab, but I'm pretty sure it's going to come back with your prints all over it. I know about your fake walks. I even know about your burrito. I'm just not going to get mad.
You're not?
No. Because I figure, you know, you're just a human being and you're entitled to a couple of mistakes. I just would like to put it all behind us and start over again, okay?
Well, I gotta tell you, I didn't like sneaking around.
I know all about the temptation of the Three Musketeers, Dan. The creamy nugget, the smooth milk chocolate, the dreams of becoming a swashbuckler.
Oh, well, look at this stuff, honey. Peas, carrots, squash. I mean, here I am, a grown man. You got me eating like a rabbit.
Yeah, well, I know it's hard, but you just keep it up. You know, a little bit of time passes, and then you're stuck in a rut, which is right up your alley.
Well, doctor's orders or not, I can't do it. It's hell. I mean, I can't live this way. I mean, I want my food back, you know, real food, dead animals, brightly colored snacks, things on sticks.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna keep cooking those crap dinners that got you in this mess in the first place, Dan.
Well, what about the crap breakfasts and crap lunches?
Well, gee, Dan, if you don't like my cooking, why don't you just cook yourself?
Well, maybe I will.
Oh, yeah, maybe you should. That'll be fun to watch.
Fine. You want me to fix dinner? I'll fix dinner. I'm fixing dinner.
Oh, but honey, you just fixed dinner 11 years ago. God, you're hiding food, Dan?
Yeah, with the cleaning products. It's the one place I knew you'd never look.
What was all that crap you were telling me in the hospital, that big speech about how you never cheated on me? What the hell do you call this?
Look, I am sick and tired of being treated like an invalid.
So you're just going to do it, aren't you? You're just going to go right ahead and harden an artery right here in my kitchen.
I've got to live a little, Roseanne. You won't let me eat anything. You won't let me take any calls from work.
Yeah, and I'm not going to let you talk anymore either, so shut up.
Just keep your nose out of my work. It's none of your business, Roseanne. I managed to get along just fine without any of your help.
Without any of my help? What the hell do you think I was doing all those years at Wellman's and Rod Bell's and the beauty parlor and the diner? You think I was just earning enough money to go out and buy new hats? If it wasn't for me, the bank would have came and took this house a long time ago, Dan.
Hey, I always pulled in more money than you brought in.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about that year when your bike shop went broke? Oh, yeah, yeah, do it, Dan. You're going to show me. Oh, spread it on. Nothing in moderation, right?
Oh, you got it, baby.
Oh, yeah, not for the indestructible Dan Connor. Drinker, biker, party boy right from the 60s. If it feels good, do it. Or in your case, if it tastes good, eat it.
Wash it, Roseanne.
You know what you are, Dan? You are a big fat guy with absolutely no self-control. You're Jerry Garcia without the music.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's back up here. You're calling me fat?
Yeah, I'm calling you fat.
Well, if that ain't the big fat pot calling the kettle black.
You better not be calling me fat.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Fat, 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 fat.
I make them. We'll get rid of. Okay, and you know what? We don't need any more of this health food either. So,
I'm going to watch TV.
Oh, of course you are, Dan, because that's what you always do when anything gets too damn real around here.
I do not do that.
Yes, you do. You run to that TV and walk away from me every single time there's a problem in this family.
Why the hell shouldn't I walk away? You never let me do squat around here. Problem with the kids? Hey, you'll handle it because I'd sure as hell just screw it up. I watched these kids grow up around here without ever knowing what was going on or even who they were. And just look at the way they turned out.
I think they turned out great.
Oh, please, Roseanne, look at them. They're not exactly the Kennedy kids.
No, they're not, but their dad sure drinks like Uncle Teddy.
They're failures, Roseanne, and the only reason you won't admit it is because you'll have to admit you failed as a mother.
The only way I failed as a mother is to let Becky and Darlene get married so young that they threw their whole life away on a man, just like I did.
You didn't throw away a thing.
Yes, I did, Dan. I threw everything away. But all that's going to change, because from now on, I'm going to put all my energy into that TV show.
That's fine. It's just great. Go.
I'm going to show my daughters that you don't have to give up your dreams for some stupid guy.
That's fine. Well, you just moved to Chicago for all I care. Then maybe your damn family won't be hanging around here all the time. Give me some room for my family to come. Hell, they can't even show up for Thanksgiving anymore.
Oh, so that's it, huh? It's my fault that you don't have any kind of relationship with your family. God, you are pathetic! Did I ever stop you from picking up that phone and calling your mother?
Hey, at least I put my mother in a psychiatric hospital where she can get some help instead of letting her run around the streets like you're scaring people.
Well, my mother might be like fingernails on a chalkboard, Dan, but at least she's allowed to grow fingernails.
Well, that's perfect. You got an answer for everything, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell me how to clean up this crap that you call decoration?
Okay, I will. I want you to pick them all up using your ass and start with the pointy things.
You are a controlling...
No, I'm not, Dan. I am just trying to do whatever it takes to get you to get up off of your ass and stop staring at that TV.
Boy, I tell you, I wish I had never been...
What? Say it.
Nothing.
Well, that makes two of us. You can die if you want to, Dan, but you're gonna have to do it alone because I'm not gonna sit here and watch you. I'll be at Jackie's.